dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
And that is why some of these animals no longer exist today. It's called carrying capacity, guys. An environment reaches its sort of peak ability to carry a population, and then an event happens and it's gone. So
so you're kind of like justifying extinct. Excuse me, hold on. Sorry, this is Bill. I was peeking in the door just really quickly in the class and saying, you're justifying extinction here, Howard?
I'm not justifying.
I'm just trying to learn.
That's not what I'm doing, Bill. Bill, can you please just
excuse
get out of here?
Yeah. Excuse me,
Mr.
class.
Mr. Cravey, is your class out already? Can we leave?
Well, I have off this period. I don't do study hall. Yeah, so I roam around.
All right. Well, Mr. Cravey, thank you so much. We need to finish up this lesson so that I can assign homework.
All right, I'm going to scoot over and start overhearing some of this political science class.
Hey, Mr. Cravey's awesome, huh? Don't you love Cravey?
All right, fellas. We'll see you guys later. Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, Bill, thank you so much. All right, guys. So anyway, that concludes our lesson today, but we're going to have some homework tonight. I know it's Thursday. Do not zip up your book bags. All right, everybody, keep your book.
You guys want to go to Baja Fresh after school?
No. Take your books out of your. Yeah. Take the books out of the bags,
El Pollo
guys.
Loco, maybe.
Guys.
No, I'm tired of El Pollo Loco. I want to go.
Guys,
to
there's 15
Fresh.
Minutes left in class. Stop talking about where you're going to eat.
La Salsa.
I don't want to go to the mall.
We just went to La Salsa.
How about this? I'll give you guys 2 minutes to figure out where you're going to eat lunch, and then we're going to get to talking about our homework.
What about Rubio's?
Okay?
Rubio is so funny.
Thanks, Mr. Levis. Thanks. We'll be done in a second.
Thank you.
1 second, Mr. Levis.
It's okay.
Rubio's? Yeah, Rubio's has that fish.
What about linguinis?
I thought we were doing Mexican was the vibe.
Oh, I popped over because since we were talking about Rubio's, it's right next to linguinis.
That's true.
We all know Mario wants to go to linguinis.
Hey, I don't know if I love that.
Come on, man. I'm Italian. Like, that's what I think of. You, of course, think of hamburgers. First off.
You're from Hamburg, Germany.
You're from Hamburg.
How are you liking America, by the way? Shut up, Mr. Levis.
Okay.
How am I liking America?
Yeah.
Hamburgers are way better over here.
Is it weird that your namesake of your town?
Zip, zip,
okay.
Zip.
Okay, you guys, don't put away more books, okay? We still got it. We actually have to get your homework assigned. I know you guys are talking about lunch. My suggestion would be linguinis, obviously.
Hey, Mr. Levis. But all right, Mr. Levis. Yeah. Mario,
Mr. Levis,
back here.
Did I see you bussing there the other day?
I'm.
Because I heard you were a busser at Linguini's.
I'll admit it.
You're not even front of house?
No. In fact, they tell me to stay as far in back of house as possible. I only bus tables when the whole dining room is empty.
I heard it took you five years just to get to busser.
Yeah. I was a dishwasher for two. Then I got demoted to the guy who just cleans up old receipts. And then I did so well at that.
I heard they got rid of that job.
They did. I didn't get fired. They got rid of the job.
That was unpaid, kind of like Office Space type of situation, right?
I was earning my stripes, guys. This isn't about me, okay? This isn't about me and how I've worked
my way up.
You were
good at it because you kept coming in with little, tiny little holes in your hand from... not being able to deal with that little receipt poker that they put them on afterwards.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how you get enough force with something without doing a full hand behind it. I thought I could stop just right
for a while,
where the receipt would go through.
We thought you were the son of C.
I'm sorry? Oh,
Christ.
Jesus? No, I am not
the
Jesus.
The second coming.
We thought
anyway, let's get out of here. Let's go to Linguini's.
Wait, hang on. Right. Hang on. Mario.
Later, Mr. Levis.
Hang on. No. Come back. Come back. Unzip your books.
We almost made it to the door.
I don't care. Get back in here. You guys have a lot of homework.
I thought we were done.
You're not done. We have to assign homework.
Okay. Who cares if we leave? Yeah, sorry.
Tigers deserve to die.
That's not what the lesson was about.
Because they ran too rampant.
That's not what the lesson was about at all, you guys. It was about a scientific concept of carrying capacity in a community, okay?
Hold on. Are we going to have to do in-the-field homework like last week when it comes to like carrying capacity of animals? Please say no.
I did get you all those ladybug kits where you grow ladybugs in a little jar and you feed them the same amount of food. Until as the population grows, and once the population gets to a certain size, you feed it the same amount of food, and then you see only the strong survive. It's an example of survival of the fittest using ladybugs as an experimental example.
Can I ask you a question? Was there... Do all species start wearing little jerseys that say... NLO new ladybug. Sorry.
You got it.
Also, one of mine, there was a couple of my named Ladybug.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, do you want to repitch it?
New ladybug order. Oh. All I'm saying is the ones that survived in my ladybug kit had little jerseys and would tell each other to suck it.
Oh, okay. So
it does that make sense? What I'm pitching? You had my ladybug.
You had some degenerates in your ladybug kit who were pushing for a new world order, a sort of combination of two different sort of ideas. But I don't control what happens in those experiments. Nature does, and if in life. A sort of group of like rascals gets together and throws on some jerseys and tells people to suck it, and that leads to a culling of a population. Then I guess that's still a good example. I'm not gonna pull apart what happened in your experiment, Mario, because it sounds like you still understood the concept. So,
Mr. Levis, can we use your discount card?
At Linguini's?
If we go to Linguini's, can we use your discount card?
They don't give me a discount card.
Don't charge you more, do they?
They say you work here, and so you work.
They don't want to waste the food on you?
No, they say, that's part of it, I think, but they say that you work here, and that is enough to pay for the amount of food you eat. So basically, I net $0. Because I eat linguinis so often that they just take it out of my paycheck.
Just put us on your tab.
All right, thanks so much.
No. It's okay. You guys are in the hall now. Get back in here. Get back in. No. The bell hasn't even rung. Come back in here.
Oh, Jesus.
God, Mr. Levin, you can't keep us here, man. This is illegal.
It's illegal?
Yeah.
No, you know what's illegal? Your dad's business is illegal.
Why?
Cause he sells weed.
Yeah.
but he's good at it.
Okay. Just being good at something doesn't mean it's not illegal. I could be good at murder.
Mr. Levis, you're not allowed to make stuff personal with the students in here.
What are you talking about?
You can't roast our dads.
You guys did it to me first.
That's true, Hans.
You started making fun. Yeah, Hans, you guys made fun of my job. Okay.
Nine.
That's personal.
Yeah, you made fun of my dad's job.
Students can make fun of teachers' personal lives, and they can never dip that low. That is the rule.
How else are we going to learn, Mr. Levis, if we don't get to assault you all day long and you just take it? Turn the other cheek.
Go for the jugular. Teachers have to remain calm.
Watch me pelt him in the head with this apple.
Don't you dare.
Kill him.
Jesus Christ.
I got behind him and I gave him the number one. I gave him the fastball right down the middle.
The stem hit me in my eyeball, you guys.
Oh, and here comes the Melvin frontward wedgie.
Ouch. Ouch. I think my testicles are inside of me.
Ew, Mr. Levis, you can't say that stuff to us.
You did it to me.
I'm going to remember hearing that for the rest of my life. Absolutely.
Kids are allowed to go for the jugular.
Jesus, can I just please assign you guys your damn homework, and then hey, if we have time at the end of me... unzip. Unzip. Unzip, Hans. Unzip.
It's
now.
Just the pencil pocket. It's my smaller pencil pocket.
I'm unzipping your bag for you. Here you go. Zip.
Those were my pants.
Oh my God.
Oh,
no.
Big
hey,
flop
stop
out of Hans's penis.
No, stop. It's not my fault you wear your backpack
big
on the front.
Flop out.
I thought this was your backpack. You wear your backpack
oh,
on the front.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
No, German kids wear their backpacks on the front. I hate this.
I'm stop so
this is a study hall, Mr. Levis. There's only three of us here. This is extra gross.
No, stop
oh,
it. Stop
nine.
It. I didn't do it. Yeah. I didn't. Stop what? Saying
oh,
nine.
He said no in his native tongue.
Stop it, okay? Can I just please assign you guys your homework?
Yes. Please. Am I allowed to put my flop back in, or does it have to be out for the rest of class?
I didn't
how do you
want
it,
back
Mr.
In.
Levis?
I make didn't want to put it back in. Put it back in yourself.
Don't make him put his flop back in. It flopped
don't
out. It's a flop out. It stays.
No,
that's
it's not.
The rules.
This can't. If anybody walks in the room right now, I'm fired on the spot. Okay? You got to put your dick back in your pants.
All right, listen. We're going to Linguini's and we're getting wine and we're putting it on your tab and you have to answer for it.
Okay,
we're
Linguini's.
We're going to Linguini's for lunch in high school and
hey,
we're getting wine.
Linguini's okay? Won't even serve me alcohol and I'm in my 50s. They're not going to serve it to you guys either, okay?
What's nope. The fucking homework, Howard?
Okay, thank. Okay, do not call me by my first name, Mario. That's the one power teachers have. I can call you by your first name, and you cannot call me about my first name, okay?
Oh, he's right.
That is true. We must right. Treat you with the utmost respect unless it comes to
yes.
Trashing your personal life.
Yes, utmost.
And
okay?
Call it utmost.
Okay. You guys, your homework, obviously, today was about carrying capacity. So, what you're going to do is, this weekend, you are going to go home, and you are going to take one-third of the food out of your refrigerator.
What even is this?
It's an experiment.
What even is this? What is our next this unit
really
going to be?
Jumped.
How is this going to relate to something?
How did it jump from ladybugs to humans?
It's not a jump. Look, you guys will survive. You guys are gluttons, okay? I'm just showing you what the carrying capacity of your household is, okay,
my
Mario?
My foster parents are already having a lot of trouble keeping food on the table. If I take one-third of it away, I don't know that we're going to be able to feed my little brother.
Well, then maybe you'll learn your lesson for the day.
So you want me to throw away my dad's food? He gets really mad usually.
Yeah. His younger brother Hitler's going to starve.
Hey, maybe that's a good thing.
Are we saying that right, Hans?
Yes,
Hitler.
That
right?
You nailed it. Thank you. Thank you for respecting my culture.
Okay, so. All right.
Hans well, then, and Hitler from Hamburg.
So
two
your
wild and crazy guys, right?
Very wild and crazy. You saw us at Winter Formal.
We sure that, did. That no, those are big shirts.
One
thank
character
you.
Feels familiar, and the other one feels World War II.
Yeah.
And again,
well,
I was really taken with the big shirts.
I'd say, I think we both came up on different media. I watched some 70s SNL, and my little brother Hitler, he watched a lot of World War II stuff.
I see.
So it influenced our comedy
differently.
We made
it kind of funny.
All
it's
right.
Funny how serious he treated it.
Yes, very. That's what all comedy is, taking a serious situation and just playing it very, very heightened is what right. We're learning here in America.
Zip, zip, zip.
Now, hey, come
Slider.
On. Hang on, please. I was
what?
Almost done explaining the assignment, okay?
Ah,
so,
Jesus.
On,
oh, Mr. Cravey's back. Yeah, no. Mr. Cravey.
Pew, 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 pew.
Bill.
Guess what? I just learned there are 10 commandments.
Where?
Bible study.
Bill, get
there's
out of my
there's a Bible
classroom.
Study happening on the lawn.
Bill, I spend too much time with you as it is. Can you get the hell out of my classroom?
Pew, pew.
Please?
All right, Hal. Hey, somebody got a flop out in here.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Two
hey.
Things. Stop pointing. Hey. Stop drawing attention to the flop out. And also, my
hey,
name's
Hans,
not Hal.
Are you guys doing that sketch again? You and your brother?
Yeah, yeah. Wild and Crazy Guys or a different
yeah.
One?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
why would we want you to change?
We're doing it at the talent show this weekend.
All right. Well, hey, I'll catch you guys at Linguini's. We drinking wine.
What? Excuse me?
Goodbye.
Jesus. Bill, don't you can't ride your motorcycle inside. Jesus Christ.
Come on, Mr. Levis, there's 30 seconds on the clock. Just let us go.
Please, just let me finish. Okay, tonight, you take away a third of the food. Tomorrow night, you take away two-thirds of what's left. The following night, you take away the rest of it, and you drop it off.
That's taking away food, not adding people.
You also
got to three-thirds. How do we take the rest of it away?
It's like the walking halfway to the mailbox conundrum. You take a third, and then you take two-thirds of what's left, and then you take the rest of it the next
time. That explains why your mailbox is packed. Empty that shit. It's not a conundrum. Go all the way there. Get it out.
Yeah, okay. Do you walk halfway to the mailbox and say...
Bill's back. Basari. Sorry, goodbye.
Oh, Basari.
Pew, pew.
Bill, I hate you. I swear to God, I hate him. Don't tell him I said that, you guys, but I hate that man.
Mr. Levis, what time does your shift start? Yeah. Do you work tonight?
Will you get us some free Zinfandel?
I can't even get alcohol when I work or go to Linguini's. They don't serve me. So I can't get you guys alcohol. And I wouldn't in the first place. You're 17, 16, okay?
But cause a distraction. Go in there, drop plates. I see you drop plates all the time.
I'm not going to do that again. My boss says I do that enough already. I'm not going to do it on purpose this time. I'm not getting fired again. What?
All right. That was the bill. One third, two third, three thirds. Let our families go hungry, right, for tonight?
And then you come back on Monday, and you see how you feel. If you guys are lethargic, then you're experiencing scarcity of resources, which is a thing that also... You know what? Fuck it. Fuck
Bro.
It. Yeah, sorry. You know what? Fuck it. I'm sick of this. You guys can get the hell out of here. Just, you know, keep zipping it up. I'm just tired of
now
screaming my head
we
off,
we haven't
okay?
even zipped. We were listening.
We were listening.
We're staying after the bell.
You were waiting. You were just waiting for the minute you could get out of here. Just like every other person in my whole life. Just waiting for your excuse to leave, okay? The door's right there, you three. You see it. It's open. Bill left it wide open, okay? You can just walk out the door, okay? Just like everybody else in my entire life, okay?
Oh, my God. He's not even looking at us anymore. He's just pacing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Jesus. And this is the classroom I get?
What's wrong with this classroom?
It stinks in here. It's got mold in the ceiling, water damage everywhere. It's got multiple different kinds of tiles on the floor. It's like,
oh my
could
God,
you
he's
just
loosening
put one
his tie.
Kind of tile? Unbelievable. You know what?
Top button's open.
Can't even open these windows enough to get out of them. I mean, Jesus. My desk,
we're on the third floor. The
My desk doesn't even have a top on it. It's ridiculous. They left
that part is crazy. That part's crazy. It's
my erasers are just my soaking wet erasers. I can't erase my chalkboard.
Oh my God, he's picking up his scissors.
You know what? These scissors can't even cut myself with these. They're too dull. Can't even cut paper. Can't do anything with
this.
Oh, big cut.
I can stab myself in the heart with this.
Oh, big cut.
My God.
This is ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to complain to the principal, okay? Are you guys still in here? Get the hell out.
This is the real lesson. A scarcity of resource. Look at him. It's driving him crazy.
Unbelievable. My fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich is spoiled.
How?
He's experiencing population.
How does it spoil?
I've been sitting at my desk too goddamn long, talking to students for too long a time. Forget it's in there for a whole 2 weeks. And it's finally get a second to eat. I finally get a second to eat after the kids go to their fucking Linguini's lunch. Could talk to my boss. He gets treated better than my boss treats me. I'm sitting here eating a spoiled peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Being a teacher made him forget he had his sandwich.
It's a hard job. I got a hard job, and the kids don't even understand. They sit here. They are so self-aware, too. They know they can treat me like shit.
I wonder if there's something going on in his family life that he's stressed about.
I think I'm
going
to start filming this for a short film.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's like, oh, Howard, if you don't make it down to the kitchen in time, all your brothers are going to eat the food before you can get any.
There it is.
It's not my fault that the stairs are so long. I trip. I fall. I hurt. Broken ankles constantly as a child. Jesus.
They put his room in a part of the house where the stairs were longer?
It's only a two-story house. How do they get longer stairs?
Not to mention, my mother's cooking was delicious.
So he's constantly being beat to the kitchen by his brothers because he has extra long stairs?
Jesus. I mean, it doesn't help. You guys set world records. And on the track and field pitch, 100 meter dash, 200 meter dash, 800 meter relay. Oh, four brothers doing the relay together. Oh, biggest record in the history of running. Jesus Christ.
the biggest record in the history of running by his four brothers. He's the fifth brother.
Fuck this. I'm just going to lay on the desk. I'm going to lay on the ground underneath my desk. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm getting really hungry.
Zip.
Zip.
Got some good footage.
All right, Mr. Lovett. Oh, he's asleep. He freaked himself out to sleep.
He's all tuckered out. He's going to sleep really well now.
All right. Well, you guys want to go to Linguini's?
Absolutely. I'm getting the garlic bread.
Do they serve hamburgers there?
I think so. I think they have a bad hamburger.
Yeah, you can probably get like a child's hamburger, a kid's hamburger menu.
And do we know anything about what the ladies are like over there?
Man.
Is it a strip mall? I don't know.
I don't know. What were those characters? Were they? I just know them saying wild and crazy guys. Were they into the ladies?
Yeah, you tried to pick it up some girls because we're some wild and crazy guys.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, Linguini's is all male.
Hey,
it's weird, but
can you not invite your brother?
Yeah, don't bring him.
Okay, yeah, he gets a little mad when he's neglected. I'll say that. He's a little bit vindictive.
Well, it was just a difficult lunch last time was there.
No Hitler this one.
Okay, cool, thanks. Should we catch a ride with
Cravey?
Coach Cravey? Yeah.
Yeah, Cravey usually hangs out to give some kids a ride.
He crashed his motorcycle twice, I think, in the hallway. So I don't know.
It looks like he's doing that Austin Powers thing where he's trying to reverse, but he's stuck in a really tight spot right now.
Hey, I feel like he does that every day.
Hey, you guys want to ride?
Yeah, are you taking your car since you crashed your bike? Or
no, as soon as I get out of this Austin Powers situation, I'm going to just zoom on over there. I got double sidecars.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I got double sidecar and that little thing you drag behind a bike that has a kid in it.
Yeah, I don't want that since it's behind a smoking vehicle.
Oh, no wonder people keep getting
sick,
poisoned back there. All right, guys. Well, I'll meet you there.
Off to Linguini's.
Oh! Fuck.
Shit. All right. Should we go to Rubio's?
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Trela for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.